91.1 WEDM. It's DJ Ray back with another Ray's Rampage. I got some guests with me. How about you just introduce yourself? Here in the studio with me is
Marvin Lockett. I play varsity soccer for Warren Central for 2 years.
And then I also have a familiar voice and a not so familiar voice. Go ahead and introduce you guys yourselves.
You want to go, Bryce?
Oh. Hey, I'm Bryce.
Yeah.
And I'm the what is my third time coming on?
I don't know, Andy Cruz. Third or fourth Andy time, Cruz. Something like that. Anyways, today we're going to be discussing the top. Well, first of all, let me tell you guys some sad news. Whitehair is leaving next semester. I totally didn't cry. Yeah, it's actually super sad. I don't know. He's the whole reason that I push myself. Why would you push that button? That's the button.
What if you push the cheering button?
He did push the cheering button. Did you not hear it? That was awful.
Sorry right here.
No, he pushed the cheering one and then I pushed the wah-wah-wah one.
That sounds like a vacuum.
A vacuum. Anyways, so... Super sad, but he's the whole reason that I even started this podcast. On that note, let's start our topic for today. We're going DC versus Marvel.
DC all day.
No.
DC all day. It really depends, though, because, like, honestly.
Nope.
Nope.
Front door. Anyway, so I'm going to say that Batman's the best superhero. Let's be for real now.
The only person that could
beat Batman, I believe, is Spider-Man. Tony Stark is dead. Doesn't really count.
Bryce, what do you think about this?
Literally, everyone in the Marvel Universe can beat Batman.
Oh, yeah. The little Archer guy. Who's his name?
Yep. Hawkeye would definitely
pull Batman. Hawkeye's so cool. Him.
Wait. No. I think Iron Man's literally the only one out of the Marvel Universe, like from Earth, that can beat Batman.
No,
I don't think
that's
Spider-Man.
Facts. Actually, Iron Man.
I don't think Spider-Man can either.
Iron Man.
Or it depends. If it's like if it's like the Spider-Verse one, where it's like the goat one, where he's like that, he's the perfect Spider-Man, then maybe.
Because Batman can outsmart anybody. He literally sits there in a lab.
That doesn't mean anything.
It does actually.
Batman's not that smart.
Batman is that smart. If he
no, he's not. He's smart.
He's smarter than everyone in the world. Period.
No, he's not smarter than everybody. He's really smart, though.
He's like,
dude, Black Widow could.
Black Widow is a person that's dead.
I think you didn't have to bring that.
I think Black Widow and Batman have like the same battle capabilities. Like, don't they both practice martial arts or something?
My mom said Batman will win.
I think they're both like battle wise the same, but I think Batman wins.
But the thing is, he's so weapons based.
So is
his hand to hand.
So is Black Widow.
Everybody, you just debunked
the
yourself.
The only person he could really beat.
You just debunked is like yourself.
The Hulk. That's it.
He can beat everyone else too.
He can't beat the Hulk at all.
Yes, he
you
can.
You don't think he can?
He beat Bane. You're bugging out.
Bane and the Hulk are completely different.
Not really. I feel like the Bane can beat the Hulk if you ask me.
I think so.
I think 100%.
Are we just going off of like the movies?
Yeah, in person.
Oh, wait, then yeah, never mind. Batman might get kind of smacked. Not by Black Widow, though.
Yes, he would.
Smacked by who?
Hulk.
Give me a sec.
By Hulk?
Yeah.
You bugging out too. Y'all are bugging out.
No, you're the one bugging out.
I'm bugging out. Where's the little,
Okay, but you do think Wonder Woman could beat Batman, right?
Wonder Woman's the only person that can probably beat Batman.
The only person?
One of the only people that can beat Batman.
No.
I'll admit it.
No.
I'll 100%
literally
admit it.
Anyone
hold on, what's that green dude name? The green alien.
Green Goblin?
Nah, the Green Goblin. He could do a lot.
The Green Alien guy? Who are you talking about?
On DC. He was on the Justice League.
Green Lantern?
Oh, Green Lantern's clean, though.
No.
He's pretty weak, though.
He's clean, but he's clean.
I like his fit though. His fit is kind of.
I think his power is interesting, but he just sucks at using it.
Yeah.
I think that the DC universe
Shazam
is
go hard
a lot
too.
Weaker than the Marvel
I don't know
universe.
Much about Shazam.
Shazam
go
hard. He's literally a little kid that's whooping anyone over the age of his own.
Well, yeah, he's a superhero.
He's a goat.
That's not really fair. He just just a grown man
Shazam with superpowers. Versus Spider-Man. That would be a good fight. I'll admit it.
Shazam versus Spider-Man?
I'll admit it.
What is Shazam's power? Is it just lightning?
Pretty much, yeah. That'd be clean, though.
So he's just Thor of that world?
No, Thor is pretty much useless.
I feel like DC is like the weaker version of Marvel. It's watered down Marvel.
I mean they both have their unique ideas.
Nah.
But like like Quicksilver is like a I forgot what was the DC version of that?
Flash.
It was something. It was weird. Oh, the Flash, yeah. The Flash is stronger than Quicksilver, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then like
the Flash
like,
is kind
Iron of Man's weird. A better version of Batman.
I could whoop the Flash.
So I think they all have their comparisons, but they have like different.
I don't know. Marvel will always be better to me.
You're bugging out.
No.
You are bugging
okay,
out.
Okay, so let's go back to the I remember you mentioning something about Batman could have beat Thanos.
He could.
No.
He can.
What?
There's
100%. No, he can't.
Y'all bugging out because look, Batman will actually sit there and stuff like Tony, what's his name?
Tony Stark. Tony Hawk.
That's why I don't really watch like Marvel like that. But if you actually sit there and consider the fact that Batman would actually take longer time than Tony Stark will ever do.
They didn't have time.
I don't care about half the population. I can bring them right back. See, if I was there with Batman, if it was just me and Batman versus Thanos, we would win. You would 100% win.
You and Batman.
It's just me and Batman. We 100% win immediately. All we need is give us 3 days. Boom. You don't have to take a whole year like the Avengers did.
You know they were trapped on a.
I mean,
no,
I don't care.
You got to think about that whole time Thanos showed up. It was like three days maybe max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lot of time to process those.
They showed up on Earth, and that's the first time they heard about him.
I already got my team set up. This is my Avengers, if you think about it.
Avengers, you can't even call them that because you're on DC.
Your draft pick.
This is my draft pick. So look, it's me. This is who I need to beat Thanos. Me.
Uh-huh.
Batman.
I'm pretty sure the strongest Batman does not beat the strongest Thanos, too.
All I need is my main five. My starting five, me, Batman, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Jake? Nate Robinson.
Oh, Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson getting
he,
clapped.
He really got folded.
Oh, my
gosh. He really got folded. Let's talk about the Nate Robinson fight, you know?
Oh, my God.
Dude had...
This is Marvin's podcast.
This dude really sat there and trained for 6 days. He did not spar with anybody. So therefore,
and then Jake Paul has been training for like 2 years now.
He's been going in. He hasn't really been stopped training. He's still training to this day. He's training for that KSI fight.
That's what I'm saying. For 2 years now. That was like 2 years
KSI
ago.
KSI might get smacked.
That was a year ago.
By Jake Paul. He might get smacked by Jake Paul.
Yeah, I think he will.
Because everyone's saying he won't because Logan's a better Paul, but nah. Logan's Jake.
I don't know. Logan's been trained too, and he's got to fight Mayweather. So.
Ooh, that's going to be a really good fight. Honestly, Mayweather, I don't think he's ready for Logan.
I think Mayweather will be more than
ready. I think there's going to be, just like the expectation is really low right now.
Because
I don't even know what
fight. Well, the expectation is Mayweather is going to win, no?
Yeah.
That's what.
So then, like, I think it's just because it's boxing or the MMA.
Wasn't the same predictions for Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. Most people were thinking that Nate Robinson is going to win.
I don't know. I think for the most part, it was a toss-up. Well,
I was neutral until after the first round because in the first round, it looked kind of even. And then, like, right before he got knocked out, it was kind of going even. And then you could tell that Jake got the upper hand at that part. And I was like, okay, he'll probably win this round, but I didn't think he was going to knock him out second round.
But that Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight was kind of like a scam.
I talked to my parents about it. They're like, it's impressive that they could do that at like 50 because they're like grandparents with them.
Bryce is driving right now.
Oh my God, what if Tyson versus Mayweather?
Tyson versus Mayweather.
Tyson, because Tyson was trying to take it easy. He was trying to get his life back.
Are you talking Tyson Prime or Tyson now?
Tyson Prime would just
Prime would destroy Mayweather.
Even Tyson now would destroy Mayweather because Mayweather's fighting style is weak.
I mean, yeah,
I could win.
I think one of the losses he got, like, Price sent me the video that night later too. It was like, what was it?
The Holyfield
ear biting incident, yeah. And he just got disqualified. But he didn't really lose that. He just got disqualified.
Disqualification.
Well, he was going to lose anyways. He didn't have enough points anyways to win the match.
Yeah, I mean, also because he just kept it, in the middle of like I think round like 5 or 4. Like they just kept on hugging. But like they broke up hugging so like early back then. Like it was so fast how they broke it up.
I thought you said
so. It was like actually an enjoyable fight instead of wasting like 5 seconds or like 10 seconds on them just hugging it out.
But I feel like Mayweather would be cheating his fights. So.
Cheating his fight?
Yeah, because have you not seen what happened to him and Conor McGregor? McGregor was still up there.
Wait, so who would win? Mike Tyson or Batman?
Mike Tyson. I think Mike Tyson wins that one.
I said Mike Tyson.
Honestly?
So did Andy.
That's a trick question, you know? It's a really trick question, you know. I got money on
that's just double negative.
You?
That's
you not. Think you would win?
I would win against both of them.
Would you win against Batman, though?
No. But I win against Mike Tyson if he's like 70.
That doesn't mean
the training starts today.
No, but seriously, Mike Tyson's the best boxer in the world. And he's like up there with, you know, Muhammad Ali.
I mean, yeah.
I give him that.
I mean, he has a tiger. Roy, I'm not going to argue with him.
Vance owns a tiger.
Roy Jones.
Apparently, he got his tiger in jail, too. I saw a thing.
His tiger's like, in jail?
Yeah, because no, he got put down because he bit someone's arm off.
You know, I'd do the same thing if I was a tiger.
What's it called? He was in like jail in like the 90s or whatever for something. Oh, and then yeah. It's like his manager was like, hey, I got like 2 baby tigers. You want them? He's like,
yeah.
Oh, no. It was something related to that. He has like exotic animals, but then like
didn't he buy some from Joe Exotic? I'm pretty sure he was on that documentary.
RIP to Joe
Exotic. Huh? Joe Exotic?
RIP to him?
Was that documentary really good? I didn't watch it. I thought he was in jail.
Joe Exotic? Yeah, Joe Exotic.
Oh no, I don't like Joe Exotic. Don't RIP him. RIP the other dude.
RIP Carol Baskin's husband.
No, the other one. The one that died.
Oh, his husband?
No. Crocodile dude, he died from it.
Oh. Steve
Irwin. Oh, no, bro.
Yeah, RIP to him. I don't know much about him.
Whoa, how did you? Why did what?
Oh, shout out to Erling Haaland, by the way.
Shout out to my man, Erling Haaland. He's not gonna listen to this podcast.
You don't know that.
Actually, I play with how many views I have, maybe. Just maybe.
And also, shout out to Eric Lazima and Gaio Lopez and Jonathan Guzman. Jose and Coach Pels.
Just the whole soccer
team. And Oscar. Shout out to Dub C Soccer. Y'all taught me a lot, man.
Dub C Soccer.
Give a little round of applause. You know, we went to county, you know. We lost, though. You know, we made it pretty far in state, you know. Shout out to all y'all. I love y'all so much. You guys are, like, literally my second family. So, shout out to y'all.
The rest is, like, the later half is just shout out.
All right, shout out to
and also shout out to AJ, shout out to Otto, shout out to, you know, my besties.
I hope they listen to this.
You know, I love you guys
so
much.
Shout out to my mom, shout out to my dad.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my dad, shout out to my mom, shout out to my whole family. Shout out to Treyburn. It's like the suburbs. But still,
if you guys couldn't tell, he's never been on a podcast before.
Oh no. And, you know, shout out to my Instagram.
Not the Instagram.
I don't even use Instagram.
He doesn't even know how to like find this podcast. He's never listened to any of my podcasts.
Shout out to Marvin's TikTok.
R.A.P. Rocky.
Don't look it up. And shout out to everyone that's watching this, you know, supporting.
Shout out to Marvin.
I mean, listen.
SoundCloud career. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. I'm
done. Saved the U.S., by the way.
I did save the U.S. I'm done with rapping, by the way.
He's going into retirement, which is okay.
Dude, it's bigger than Logic retirement. You gotta do that.
Who sit there and listen to Logic? Like, like, I'm not going to sit there and knock you for like the type of music that you like, but Logic? Have you not heard what he said in Homicide? Like, I know he's biracial, but
still. I don't listen to him.
I listen because of Austin. RIP to Austin.
We don't say that name on this podcast.
RIP.
Anyways, we're going to wrap it up here, guys. Thank you for coming on to the podcast. Don't press buttons. Thanks, guys. And thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for watching.
I'm watching.